Okay, I got the following email. First of all, just tonight's topic is a good kind of problem. You know, sometimes there are topics that are just like very sad kinds of problems. Tonight's topic is a good kind of problem. I got the following email from a friend of mine who is a Rav, and he said as follows. Someone raised money for a particular individual who was in financial trouble. By the time the money was collected and presented to this individual, the individual informed the giver that someone had already bailed them out and they're good for the next little while. Does he have the right to give the money to someone else who was originally collected for this specific person? You hear the case? You have too much tzedakah. Oh no, what are you going to do? The ani's taken care of already. So I mentioned this in my shul, and a guy came over to me. There's a guy in my shul who's, I didn't know till he told me this, till I mentioned this shayla. He's a grandson of Rav Tzvi Hirsch Weinreich from the OU, and a really wonderful fellow. A guy, you know, one of these guys that when something needs to get taken care of, he does it quietly and takes care of people, and you know, a really good kind of person. And he told me that his grandfather had a similar issue, but on a much, much bigger scale. That when Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans, there was a shul. I'm sure you remember the pictures of people taking the Sifrei Torah out of the shul. Right? You remember? Don't remember? Okay, maybe you do, maybe you don't. So they wanted to raise money for the shul, to restore the shul in New Orleans. Right? It was Katrina, did I get the right name? So they wanted to raise money to restore the shul. So the OU has this massive reach, and this is obviously was a huge news story, so it was on everyone's mind, and that people generally, although it's probably not right, people generally tend to give tzedakah based on, you know, media and based on what strikes them in the moment rather than based on where the tzedakah is most needed. So the OU took up a collection and they needed to raise $150,000 for the shul, and they raised, in a matter of days or weeks, they raised $1 million. Now that's not a little difference, that's a big difference. Now, do you want to pump $1 million into a shul as wonderful as a shul? It only needs $150,000 to be restored. So what, they need to line the place with gold? What are they gonna do with $1 million? I'm sure they'll come up with something to do with it, but what do you do with all that extra money? You have $850,000 extra. So I said to the guy, "No, so what did your Zaidi do? What was the decision?" He said, "I don't know, I just remember the story." So that's shadow number two. And then someone showed me, Rabbi Shai Shechter showed me, that this Sefer, you ever see this Sefer? I just got this yesterday. This was authored by, I just met the author yesterday, Rav Rami Brachyahu. Rav Rami Brachyahu is the Rav of Talmon, which is a yeshuv in Israel where Gilad Sha'er, Zichrono Levracha, Hashem Yikom Damo, was from. So Rav Rami Brachyahu is a very interesting Jew, very, very special person, and he's the Rav of that community. And he wrote this sefer on shailos and tshuvos that come up in a yeshuv. And you read through it and you realize that the shailos that come up in a yeshuv are very similar to the shailos that come up everywhere else. You know, people have the same kinds of questions. You know, okay, there are a few more security kind of questions and things like that, but a lot of very similar shailos. And he has a shaila in this sefer. I assume that's the yeshuv, the picture on the front of the sefer. That's what it looks like. So he has two other svarim also. He may have more. He gave me two other svarim that he has, and also halachic questions that came up in the yeshuv. Also very standard kind of normal questions that are very interesting. He does a very nice job answering the questions. So he has a different, similar but different question. His question was, Echad miyaldei hayishuv tzaruch hayo la'avor nituach dachuf b'chutz la'aretz, that there was a child in the yeshuv that had to go through a very urgent operation in chutz la'aretz. Kama mitoshei hayishuv is nadvu l'gayeses hakesef anachutz l'tisa l'nituach. So a lot of the people from the yeshuv, they got together. It's a very close-knit community, which is a really wonderful thing, and it certainly comes through and helps people in Eis Tzara. So this family was in Eis Tzara. They needed to raise the money to send the child on an airplane and with a parent, I assume, accompanying them to Chutz Laaretz and to pay for the surgery. So they raised the money. They wanted to raise the money. La'achar shebaruch Hashem hakol avar ba'atzlacha, hitbarer shenosar hakesef rav mimivtzei ha'atrama. That turns out that there was a lot more than they needed. They raised a lot more money than they needed. So the people in the yeshuv had a dispute. What should we do with this extra money? Should we use it for other needs? Should we buy an ambulance for the yeshuv? Should we buy this? Should we buy that? Or do we have to give it to the family? Is it up to the family to decide what to do? So they called a community meeting, and he says, to have a discussion. and they were kind enough to invite the community rabbi to offer his advice, to say what the halacha has to say about this case. So he says, this is what I presented. This is, so he writes a whole tshuva about what he presented in this case. And he says, it's important to note that the whole machlokas was l'shem shemayim. It's rare that you have a machlokas that's actually 100% l'shem shemayim, but everyone wanted to do the right thing. They had all this tzedakah money, and they wanted to make sure that they're doing the right thing with the money. So the whole dispute was l'shem shemayim, and they had this dispute of what to do with it. So what are you tying now? Any halachas that you're aware of? You have all three of these shalos, and are they the same? You have the case of the raising money for the guy who's having a hard time in business. By the time they offer it to him, he already is taken care of for a little while. That's the lashon, for a little while. You have the case of the OU raising an extra $850,000, give or take, for the shul in New Orleans. And you have the case of the community raising extra money for the operation. Now they paid for the flight and the operation, then there was still some extra left over. So are they the same? And or A, what would you say? B, are they the same? Whichever order you want to answer them in, if you only want to answer one of them. What do you think? Thoughts?
Well, the first one sounds different than the rest, because about the guy who was taking care of for a little while. Then you could hear more of, like, if there's a problem of, like, Canela's Das, when they first collected from them, so they did it on Das, that they understood that the need was only for this, you know, and as much as they want to give Daka, they didn't say that they want to give Rishus to the Rav to this, or whoever decided they want to use.
So why is that different than the other two? Because they also collected only for this.
No,
only.
But there I could hear more of that you should give it to him, meaning there it would be easier to say, okay, he's taking care of, I don't know exactly what I meant by for a little while, but like if
you meaning you tie in there in the first case, more likely to give it to the nitzrach, give it to the person who needs it. Because eventually he's going to need it.
He's going to need it.
So right now he has day mechzorach sheyachzolo, but you want to give him more for the long run.
In the short case, is the money, you could ask the question, is the money donated for the shul, or is the money donated for rebuilding the shul building, like renovating the shul building? Meaning, you could say people donate money to help the shul in New Orleans, so it will cover the operational costs for the next 10 years or whatever.
Right, it will cover it, but yeah, okay. So you say in that case, meaning it's not even extra. It's not even extra. People just wanted to give money to New Orleans. They don't care who goes to. It touched a chord in people's hearts, and they wanted to give money. Okay, maybe, yeah.
The third case, it seems like it's much easier to trace where the money came from.
What about tracking down where it came from? Meaning the OU to track down, although the OU was all given online, it's probably pretty easy.
There's a lot
there also. Right, but you probably just push a few buttons. A computer programmer could probably send emails to everybody who sent.
Yes. I'm saying like they also have like another goal they might have in mind with the money.
They might have something else that they... Who has another goal?
Like the town in general. Like if they agree on something.
Right, meaning the town needed an ambulance, so they wanted to know, should they start a fund for other kids or other people who may have a similar need, you know, this kind of thing. Yeah.
I think this reminds us of the Mara about Gabi Stocko.
Oh, there you go.
Who came up with extra money, so they just put it back on the part of them.
So the one place to look is about Gabayit Tzedakah in general, because this isn't the first time. Look, I just gave you three cases where the Shaila came up in the past couple of years here that we know of. This isn't the first time the Shaila came up. So that, you know, there are certain modern Shailas that you have that you know that you're not going to find an explicit sugya in the Gemara about. People have been giving Tzedakah Baruch Hashem for many, many years, and I'm sure this problem has come up in the times of the Gemara, and it did. So there have to be sugyas about a Gabayit Tzedakah who collects extra money. But in fact, there are two sugyas about, and that's going to be the problem. Two sugyas, two se'if min Shulchan Aruch, and they don't really talk to each other. So we have to figure out which se'if to look at and which sugya to look at. We'll see in a moment. Don't think so. I think that's more for Kedusha, if you're giving it a certain sense of Kedusha. It's true in the sense that once you designate funds for tzedakah, it will have to be used for some higher purpose, but it doesn't designate which higher purpose it's going to be used for. Today was a blood day. All right, Tiskel Mitzvah, very nice. That's a good thing. Okay, so the two different sugyas. What are the two sugyas? One, you have a sugya in Maseches Bava Basra, and this I think is the less straightforward. It's not the one I thought of right when I heard these shailas, but it's the first one Rav Rami Brachiyahu quotes in his tshuva, that in Bava Basra Daf Chasam Beis, the Gemara tells us, Rashoim b'nei ha'ir lasus kupa tamchui v'tamchui kupa l'shenosu l'kol ma'ashe yirtzu. They could take a kupa and make it a tamchei and make it a kupa, and they could change it for whatever they want. And this is quoted by Halacha in Shulchan Aruch, in Simin Reishon and Vav. This is not a Shulchan Aruch, this is a Badei HaShulchan on Hilchos Tzedakah. So he has the Shulchan Aruch in here also. And it says, a tamchei nigva b'chol yom. What's the difference between a tamchei and a kupa? So a tamchei is a daily collection. It's something that they have for each and every day. And kupa is me'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos. Kupa is a week's worth of supplies. Hatamchui laniye olam vakupa laniye osa year, and it goes for different purposes also. The tamchui is for anyone who's passing through town and is walking through, happens to be traveling through town and needs something. So you take care of him for that day. He's not going to be staying forever. You take care of the traveler for that day. That's, by the way, also the mitzvah of Hachnasas Orchid, this week's parsha. That's the mitzvah of Hachnasas Orchim. People very often misconstrue what the mitzvah of Hachnasas Orchim is. They think that if they get together with their best friends from down the block and they have a meal together, that's called Hachnasas Orchim. That's called having a meal together. That's called having a good time, enjoying your friend's company. Nothing wrong with that, unless you're speaking Lashon Hara the whole time. There's nothing wrong with doing that. But it's not Hachnasas Orchim. Hachnasas Orchim is specifically when you have someone who's traveling through town, even if he's not an ani, even if he's not poor, but he doesn't have anywhere to eat. People sometimes, even with the best plans, sometimes I was once in that situation. I was once in the Upper West Side for a Shabbos, and I thought I had a place to eat. It was supposed to be set up for me. It wasn't. It was many years ago, and I went to a shul on Friday night having no idea where I was going to eat that night. And I was not the kind of person that was going to ask anyone. I was probably just going to starve. I was not starving, just not eat. So I was not going to ask anyone. And the rabbi of the shul, Rabbi J.J. Schachter, came over to me after I went over to him to say good Shabbos. We used to stand at the door of the shul, say good Shabbos to everyone as they were walking out. And he said, you have a place to eat tonight? No. Okay, so you're coming to me. So that was it. So again, that's Hachnasas Orchim. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is someone who doesn't have a place to go, that you offer them a place to go. But anyway, so the tamchui is for that purpose, for people who don't have where to go and they're passing through town and you need to provide them. Kupa is aniyei osayir bilvad. It's designated specifically for the aniyei osayir. Isn't that mean? You're only taking care of the aniyei osayir. Why not take care of everybody from the kupa? Why only the aniyei osayir? What's the svara? Aniyei Yerchakodvin doesn't just mean that you take care of them first, it means that the system that you set up takes care of them in a more in a clearer and more long-term way than the system you set up for other people. Meaning that priority doesn't just mean kedima, doesn't just mean in the order that you give. It also means in how much you give and how you give. So that's part of Aniyei Yerchakodvin. And the Shulchan Aruch says, you want to turn the kupa into a tamchei, they look one day in the kupa funds, in the kupa bank account, and there's way more money than they anticipate needing, but the tamchei funds are bare. So they want to move some money over from one to the other. Mutter, says Shulchan Aruch, based on Beferish Gemara, in Mesech Basra. The other sugya is not really a sugya, it's a Mishnah. There's a Mishnah, Mesech Shkalim, where the Mishnah says, the Mishnah says explicitly in Masech HaShkalim that Moser Shvuyim, this is a Mishnah in the second paragraph of Masech HaShkalim, Moser Shvuyim L'Shvuyim, let's say they raise money to redeem a captive, and they have extra. So it goes, or to redeem captives, a group of captives, and they have extra. So save it for the next time that there's a captive. So that's what you do. Moser Shavui L'Oso Shavui. Let's say you raise money to redeem a specific captive. So then it goes dafka to that guy, not l'shvuyim in general, meaning you release him from captivity, say, Nebuch, I know you've been through a hard time, here's a nice handsome check of the extra money that we raised for you, enjoy. And but he doesn't need it to be let out, he's already out of captivity. Yeah, it goes to you, you get to keep it. Not only that, mosar aniyim la'aniyim, mosar ani la'oso ani. The extra of collections for tzedakah in general, go to tzedakah in general, but Moser Ani, La Osa Ani. The extras that you collect for a specific Ani goes La Osa Ani, for that specific Ani. So I thought in the original case, the first case that we were asked about, where they collected for this guy who's going through financial difficulties, and they brought him the money, and he said, I'm taking care of already. Yeah, that's what we call Moser Ani. and it would go lo osadi. They would say, it's very nice that you're taking care of already. Now here you're taking care of for longer, or you're taking care of a little extra. Mosrani lo osani. So there's a rabbi who I respect very much who disagreed with me and who thought that this is not correct at all. Why? Because the very next line in Shulchan Aruch, in Reish Nun Gimel, V'chein Mosra Meis Liyarshav, if let's say you collect for a mace, for the tzarech a mace, so it goes to his Yarshim, but then the Shulchan Aruch writes that let's say you collected for Pidyon Shvuyim, and the Shavui died before you were ever able to redeem from captivity. Achmanu Litzlan. So you have this money. You have this money that you collected for Pidyon Shvuyim. The person who was held captive died. So what do you do with that money? Can't give a loss of shovel. He's not there. So what would you tell now? What would you think? The guy, he raised money to get this guy out of captivity. Everyone knows this guy. They like this guy. Everyone wanted to give money to this guy. But he's gone. And you couldn't release him from captivity. So what would you tell now? No? No thoughts?
Is it similar to the Maran?
Okay, so let's say you don't need the money to get his body out. Okay, good. So Yesh Misha Omer Shehim Shal Yorshav. 2 days. One day is he has Yorshim. Everyone's got Yorshim except for a Ger. So he's got Yorshim. So give it to his Yorshav. V'Yesh Misha Omer Shalo Zachu Bem Yorshav Ulezeh Hadas Nota Bizmanazeh Damdin and Datay Shalosnat Valdaskin. And he says, in Yesh Misha Omer, don't give it to the Yorshim because that's not what people gave it for. They didn't give it for the Yarshim to have money. They gave it for the Shavui. Etc. So this fellow wanted a Taina that's what's going on over here. I said, what are you talking about? That's not what's going on over here. What's that case? You collected for a Shavui and he died. This guy didn't die. He has the money that he needs. He's not dead. So what are you talking about? So he said the following chiluk. He said, no. What does mosar ani la'oso ani mean? Mosar ani la'oso ani. The guy needed $10,000 to get through this difficult time, and you raised $11,000. So you gave him 10, and you had $1,000 extra. Great. So that extra $1,000, after you've already used the money you've collected to actually take care of him, so that goes to him. But let's say you raise the money and it turns out none of it was needed. The whole thing was, all of it was unnecessary. Every last penny was unnecessary. So that's more like the case of the Shavui dying. The guy in captivity died. That means that all that money you collected was for naught. It was all unnecessary. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says in that case, that you're supposed to either give it to the Yarshim according to one day, but the other day it says, no, don't give it to the Yarshim. Now, so who do you give it to? So you use it for whatever you can use it for. That will be a useful thing. That you have to figure out what the people would have wanted it to go for, and you try to use it for something that's needed. So what are you telling? Was this other rabbi right or am I right? I thought it's the first sif. He thought it's that sif. Yeah, I hear it's chiluk. No, it's a good chiluk. Chiluk between a distinction without a difference, though it could be. Right, but you hear the chiluk. A chiluk between a case where you use some of the money that you collected and you just have extra versus you didn't use any of the money you collected at all anyway. Are you just saying that because I'm here?
Okay. Died, right? But this person, they've been supporting for a while, so then the next payment or whatever it is, it's not like unless.
Oh, sorry, that was my time to back. My time was, let's say, I don't know, they raised $10,000 for this guy. How did they raise $10,000? Let's say 1,000 people gave $10 each. So, and you know, or the guy needed $10,000, they raised 11, right? So whatever it is, so each person gave $10. Good. So the first $10,000 that they raised were necessary, but then each donation after that was unnecessary. My entire donation, if I gave those $10, was totally unnecessary if I was one of the last guys. So why is that any different? Meaning that someone took care of this guy. What does he mean he was bailed out? Someone took care of him. So it matter, why should it make a difference that it was a different Gabbai Tzedakah that happened to be the one to present him with a check before my Gabbai Tzedakah got there to present him with a check? Either way, all this money was being collected on different fronts for this person. Someone got there from the right side first, now I'm coming in from the left side, I'm too late. Either way, there was tzedakah collected for him, so it's still Moserani, I would think.
Do we assume that we assume that each person is different and not as an entire group, and then it gets given to the person who needs it?
Right, so that, the truth is, you're right, it was collected as an entire group. But I'm saying, Mamdus, like, what, you know, maybe you can view it as if it's, as if each one, you know, each donation is separate. Yeah.
From the Gemara, we see it that believe that there's the idea of an entity that collects tzedakah money and then gives that money. Like,
oh, good.
Your entity giving tzedakah is different than him.
Good. Now, is your entity the entity that the Gemara was talking about, that collects and gives tzedakah? The Gemara was talking about, so let's go back to the Gemara. The Gemara said in Maseches Basra that Rasha ben Eir lasses kupa tamchoy kupa, meaning there is this entity. There are gabayit tzedakah, they're in charge of the tzedakah funds, and why is there this entity? There's a mitzvah tzedakah. No, so I should give it tzedakah. What does it mean, an entity? Why do I need an entity? So this is one of those mitzvahs. There are a few mitzvahs like this, where there's a mitzvah that's a chovas hayachid and also a chovas hatzibur. That there's two separate requirements. Yes, I have a personal obligation of tzedakah, but in addition to my personal obligation of tzedakah, the community has an obligation to have a network of tzedakah, to have an entity that takes care of tzedakah, to have a tamchui, to have a kupa. That's the tzibur's obligation, a chovas hatzibur. You have this by a few mitzvahs. Nichum Avelim. I think we even must have discussed at some point. Nichum Avelim, let's say. So what's my mitzvah of Nichum Avelim? I go and I go to the Savel and I say, I'm Akim Menachim to the Avel. So when I go to the cemetery and I'm at the Levaya and they line up Beshura at the end of the funeral. They line up in a row. Okay, so some communities have the men line up on one side, the women on the other side. Other communities, the women stay away and only the men line up. Whatever the minig is. I was once at a Levi where there was a big fight about that. What do you mean? The women can't line up. The women have to line up. Big fight. That's just what needs to happen at a Beis HaKvaros. So they line up Ashura, and then everyone says, the Avelim walk through, and everyone together, Amokam Yinachim, all together. Or the Avel comes in by Kabbalah Shabbos. And everyone turns around, Amokam Yinachim, all together. What do you mean? I was just by the house before, and I said I'm Malkum Yinachim. I'm going to be by the house tomorrow. I'm going to say I'm Malkum Yinachim. What is the Malkum Yinachim? And by the Beis HaKvaros, it's only you only do with the Shura if you have a minion. Why only if you have a minion? Because there are two chiyuvim. There's a chavas hayachid. There's a chavas hatzibur. The Gemara in the second paragraph of Basra talks about that melamdin that Moshiv melamdi tinokas b'chalir v'ir b'chal pelach u'pelach. They have to set up melamdi tinokas in every city, every community. It took a while till they came to that realization, but ultimately they came to that realization. First they thought only Yerushalayim, then finally they came to the realization that you need Melamdi Torah. What do you mean? I'm a father, I have children, I have a chiyuv to teach my children Torah. But you see, in addition to that, there's a chovas hatzibur to have yeshivas. Even if you're not a father, you have to support yeshivas. You have to make sure that the community has infrastructure. So there's certain things that are chovas hayachid, as well as chovas hatzibur. Tzedakah is one such example. There's a chovas hayachid and a chovas hatzibur. So this tamchoi, kupa, all of this is a chovas hatzibur of tzedakah. So Rabbeinu Tam derives from this Gemara that you see from here, from the Gemara Bava Basra, that the Bnei Ha'ir have the right to redirect tzedakah funds because it was all donated al das, Bnei Ha'ir. So based on that, Rabbeinu Tam says, everyone knows that there's Shiva Tuve here. There are people that make decisions. There's a board that makes decisions. And when I give money, I know that the board is going to make decisions of what to best do with that money. And therefore, Rabbeinu Tam is quoted by Tosfos in Maseches Bava Basra, Vayanoeg lasis ma'us hakupa l'shomrei ha'ir. L'shomrei ha'ir. What are the shomrei ha'ir? Security. That's not stuck at all. It's a communal need. But this money was designated for tzedakah. Rabbi Natan said, yeah, it's okay, you can give it to the Shomer here. Livi shaldas b'neir nosa nemosa. Because they give it all das b'neir. That's shitas Rabbi Natan. The Rimigash disagrees with Rabbi Natan. He says, no. You collect money for aniyim. You can't just give it to Shomer Yair. It has to be for the tzaruch of aniyim. He says, what does the Gemara mean? L'shnosa l'kol mashi yirtzu. It means l'shnosa to other types of tzedakah. But not to just use it. You know, it would be really great if, you know, for game four of the World Series on Motzai Shabbos, they'll get a big flat screen TV in the middle of Kew Garden Hills that everyone will be able to watch. It'll be really wonderful for the city. A whole communal gathering will be really nice. It will attract more people than the Shabbos project. It'll be fantastic. Everyone's going to love it, right? So it'll be wonderful. But that's Litzdaka. You because of communal need, you think that's okay, it's not the same as Shomer Yer, but still, it's not tzedakah.
According to our Beit Tam, are people who donate for that and their money wasn't used for tzedakah and goes to their mitzvah?
L'chora. You probably can't take away their mitzvah. It's Rachel Darchi Noam, right? The Gemara says in Yevamos that you can't have a situation where you tell a guy, oh, right now it's good, and then later on you're going to pull the rug out from under him. Right? What's the context of the Gemara? The Gemara talks about when the Yavam's not yet Ba'olam, right? Is that the case? Right? The Yavam's not yet born. So you say, oh, you don't need Chalitza because there's no brother. And then later later the Yavam is born. Oh, sorry. I guess he did need Chalitza. Nah, you don't say such a thing. You're not gonna pull the rug out from under. They gave tzedakah. You can't go back and say, no, now you didn't give tzedakah. Now the Gemara does talk about it. If you give tzedakah and it ends up in the wrong place. Meaning it... What? Yeah, the Gemara says that if you're Zocha and you're doing the right things, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to make sure your money gets to the right people. But if you're not, then your money's going to go to the wrong people. And there are plenty of wrong people out there. The Gemara says in Babas, in the first paragraph of Babas, in the Tzedakah Sugya, that it's a good thing too that there are some bad people out there. Why is it a good thing? Because every time someone comes to you and asks for Tzedakah and you don't give, what's your excuse? But you really can't afford the dollar to give, So why is it? What's our excuse to ever not give? So the Gemara says our excuse is that there are some people that are ganavim. Someone sent me a list recently of a close friend who does a lot of research in these things, and he sent me a list of with pictures of 20 guys that come around collecting that live very comfortably. They tell you they're from Sderot and they're from here and they're from there, and he sent me with pictures, and they have nice homes in Brooklyn, and they. They come around. There are people like that, unfortunately, and they come with a tudah that says, that they are because whoever gives the tudah believes them. So there are people like this. It's better to know than to not know. But sometimes, ends up in the wrong place. Okay, so that's not as great as zuchus if your money ends up in the wrong place. But you have to give ma'aser k'safim again. I don't think you have to give ma'aser k'safim again. So the Rimagash says you can't just change it for whatever you want. Now, what does Rabbeinu Tam do with the Mishnah in Shkalim? Right? It's got to go Mosarani and La'aniyim. Mosarani, Lo'osani. So the Rush tries to be Miyashiv Rabbeinu Tam. He says this is a fundamental chiluk. He says Mosarani and La'aniyim is not when it was given institutionally. We spoke about these communal institutions of the Kupa, the Tamchui. Nah, there's Alide Mikre. A situation came up. Nebuch, Katrina came up. This kid needed surgery. This fellow needed money. So people got together and they handled and they put together some money. In that situation, even Rabbeinu Tam would be moda that you can't just give it to wherever you want. It's got to go to its originally designated location. The problem is there's Yerushalmi in Shkalim quotes, on this Mishnah, the Yerushalmi says, Mosu anim lanim, Mosu shvuyim lishvuyim. The ein memachem biyada parnasim, klomar says the Rush, sheimro sheish sorach bedavar ubal l'shanos ein memachem biyada. Is a problem. We had two sugyas, but basredavches you could change it for whatever you want. Says Rebbeinu Tam, yeah, you can change it for whatever you want. Mishnah and shkalim, no, you got to make sure it goes to that person that you collected it for. Rebbeinu Tam says, yeah, these are two different sugyas. Never the twain shall meet. One is about through a tamchoy and the kupa. That's where you can change it for whatever you want. And one is where you collected for this guy. And that you can't change for whatever you want. Problem is, the Yerushalmi in Shkalim is talking about that Mishnah in Shkalim, Mosrani Lani, and Mosrani Lani, and it says, yeah, change it for whatever you want. Whatever tzorach you see necessary. So the same Rush is Miyashi from Beit Tam by coming up with this chiluk, then quotes a Yerushalmi. What's the Rush talking about? It's difficult to understand what he's talking about. So the Shach in Yeridaya, in Reishon and Zayin, Sivkot and Zayin, Reishon and Vav rather, Sivkot and Zayin, is bothered by this. And he says what you have to say is that you're always allowed to change it to bring it for something else. And this is going to be a huge nafkamina l'mais. He says, you're always allowed to change it. Even when you collect it for a specific cause, you're always allowed to change it. Even when it's collected le'aniyim, you're allowed to change the money. You're allowed to give it to another cause. But you better make sure that that cause is a mitzvah. Not l'dvar reshus. When was Rabbeinu Tam saying that you could change it for shomrei ha'ir, for other things? That's not a dvar mitzvah. It's a dvar reshus. It's a communal need that people are, but it's not a dvar mitzvah. It's not fundamentally a mitzvah. But when we say mosher aniyim l'aniyim, and you can change it for whatever you want, yeah, it doesn't have to go l'aniyim. If the tuvei ha'ir decide that they want to use it for something else, good, let them use it for something else, but they better make sure that what that something else be a mitzvah. So where does that leave us? Take the child who needed the surgery. So let's think back. Halach l'mais, new child who needed the surgery. They collected all this money for him, and now they have extra money. So where does that leave us, la'alacha, according to Rabbeinu Tam, according to the way the Shach understands? So it's not part of the kupa, it's not part of the tamchai. So you can't just do whatever you want with it. You can't just give it to shomrei ha'ir. That for sure not. But what can you do with it? You can do it for another dvar mitzvah. If they decide to use it for another dvar mitzvah, that's okay. If that's the community's decision. So having a community meeting where the rabbi weighs in is actually the appropriate thing. Not for the rabbi to just say, no, you got to give it to the aniyim. The community has to decide. It's not the rabbi's decision. It's the community's decision. And if they have tuvei ha'ir, the tuvei ha'ir decide. Tuvei ha'ir isn't the rabbi. It's the community leaders who represent the das of the community. So they have to decide. That's what it turned out according to the Shach. But I think there's another very important distinction over here. The Mishnah said two things. It said, Moser aniyim la'aniyim, Moser ani la'oso ani. What does Moser aniyim la'aniyim mean? I collect for aniyim A, B, C, and D. I know of this group of aniyim, these four people, A, B, C, and D, they're all in need. And it turns out I collected more money than they needed. What does that mean now, la'aniyim? Who does that go to? What does that mean? It goes to A, B, C, and D, or it goes to E, F, G, and H? So probably la'aniyim means to other aniyim also. You can give it to E, F, G, and H also. You can give it to other people also. Most l'anim, it should stay l'anim. And zok the shach, if you have zayin tuvei ha'ir that want to give it not for anim, they want to give it for some other mitzvah, for Talmud Torah, for some other mitzvah, kazuntei, they could do that too. But meyikradin, it goes l'anim, and not for those anim. Moser ani, l'oso ani. But if you collect for a specific ani, it's not l'anim. Then it's got to go for that ani. It has to go specifically for that ani. And that's what it seems. The Rambam seems like a little bit of a stira, but that's what it seems from many, many poskim. Chachmas Adam writes in Binas Adam, Shar Mishpatei Tzedek, Os Yud Beis, Mosra Ani, Mani, Mosra Ani, Losa Ani, Va'akol, Kefal Shalol Tzorach. He says, if you read the Mishnah, Why does he have to repeat that? Most of this, most of that. Just say, Mosra aniyim ve'ani, la'aniyim ve'ani. So he says, no, because there are two separate dinim here. Mosra aniyim, if they want to change it and give it to some other dvar mitzvah, fine. But Mosra ani has to be dafka to that ani. Because it's a zachon l'adam shelo b'fanav. I know exactly who I'm giving this money to. When the gabbai tzedakah collects the money, it's ki'ilu he was already kona for that person, so it's that person's money to deal with. Chaim Oizer and Achi Yezer, Chelik Beis Simul Chav Gimel, Moser Ani Yadua, HaMoser Shayich Lo, Af Shenis Asher. He's now rich. You come to the guy's house and you say, look, I have this, we collected $500 to pay for your groceries for the next week or two, for you have a large family, it should pay for your groceries. And he says, oh, you didn't hear? There was this Mega Millions jackpot. I'm worth $352 million. After tax, only whatever, $178 million. But, you know, but I'm okay. Says Reb Chaim Moser, Af Shenis Asher. You collected for him. Zachon L'Adam Shel B'Fanav. It's his. You give it to him. Hopefully he's a reasonable person. And he'll say, you know, maybe we can give it somewhere else. You can give it to my foundation. V'chein mosa meis liyarsha v'lo shayich lomar b'zeh dahanose nosen eldas hagabai. You can't say that you're giving eldas hagabai, that the gabai is going to do whatever he wants with it. Mishum she'in l'gabai ma'lasos b'zeh rak limsor lo'ani. Ma'she'in k'in k'shagovim l'kama aniyim you're doing. As opposed to when you're collecting for a bunch of aniyim. Kimin sh'tafkido shal gabai b'nosen l'gviyas ha'kesef hu gam l'chalik eskum min aniyim. See, there are two things. Sometimes the gabai's job is to just be a middleman. Take the money from here, point A, and bring it to point B. That's when it's collecting for an ani. But when you're collecting for aniyim, the gabai has two jobs. What are his two jobs? Number one, get the money there, but number two, decide how much goes to who. Who gets how much? I'm collecting for A, B, C, and D. How much is A going to get? How much is B? I have to figure out. So gabai tzedakah, I have to do that. And they're trusted by the Bnei Yair to make cheshbonos. Once they're trusted by the Bnei Yair, not just not to steal the money, but to make cheshbonos, then their cheshbonos matter. And they're allowed to decide to redirect the money in whatever way. But if they're not trusted to make cheshbonos, they're just being trusted to bring the money to where it's supposed to go, then that's what they have to do. So Rav Rami Brach Yahu suggests at the end of his tshuva that maybe there's a difference between a case, let's say the case of the OU collecting for Katrina, and the case of the child who needed surgery, or the friends who get together to collect for the guy in need. He says, when these aren't even professional gabai tzedakah, it's very clear they're functioning as gabai tzedakah now, specifically for this case, and they're only raising money for this case. Then the money has to go straight to those people. But if you're dealing with professional gabai tzedakah who collect for all sorts of causes, like the OU. You know, if you're familiar, people often think the OU just does kashrus. The OU does like everything. So, like any Jewish need, they have something going on. The kashrus pays for all the rest, but that, you know, that's the how the organization is set up. But they do so many different things. So you know, when you're giving money there, it could be directed in 1,000 different ways. So probably the OU has a little more leeway. Now, the right thing to do, probably, I'll be the tuveya ear, whoever the higher-ups in the OU are. I don't know if the OU poskim, I don't know if Schechter or Belsky are the poskim for the kashrus division. I don't know if they're the poskim for the whole thing. So, I was talking to Rav Schechter last week about, just agav, I mentioned Rav Schechter and Belsky. I was talking to Rav Schechter last week about a shaila in Yaradeya. I may have told you this last week. Shaila in Yaradeya. And we said, so someone asked him about taking vitamins or something. And he said, yeah, Rebelsky had such, gel caps, yeah. So Rebelsky had such a thing where he thought that it's edible, and I disagree. So we said, oh, okay, so we could do it. You disagree, you think it's mutter. He said, no, you have to be choshish for Rebelsky Shita. He's a bucky in your day. He knows it backwards and forwards. He thought you have to be. So I don't know who the posts come out, but probably they should gear the money toward similar types of causes. You know, if there are other natural disasters, things like that, other types of causes. So when Sandy hit a little bit afterwards, so they could use that money for the Sandy relief, something like that, for other types of, you know, similar types of causes. So he said, in the end of the day, in this case, in the case in Talmon, where they had that boy that needed surgery, they went to the family and they said, it's up to you. And the family said, we wanted to go to paying for other families that have such a need. Where there's a medical need, it has to be taken care of, and it costs money to take care of it. And that's the right thing to do, l'chora. To leave it up to the family, because it's moser ani, but the right thing for the family to do, that since people were giving your aldas a real need, and they weren't really hoping that the family would buy a new Lexus with the money, you know, they wanted, so probably it should go for that kind of need. That would seem to be the right thing to do. Okay? Have a great Shabbos, everybody.